Well, hi there and welcome. It is your show and we're getting underway here in the middle of this week on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you on EWTN Radio. I am Jerry Usher along with Debbie Giorgiani. Debbie, you've been holding the show down for the last couple days, but I am happy to be back on with you here.
Well, I told everybody you'd be back on because you really were looking forward to this topic, and so am I. I think it's going to be a very interesting one. We're going to learn a lot together, and we're talking about being creative today. Oh, please tell me that's not Duke in the background. Is that Duke in the background?
Duke?
It is Duke.
Okay. No.
But he's a good boy. Okay. That's Jerry's dog, Duke, in the background. Wanted to weigh in already, being creative. But that's what we're talking about today. Have you ever created a website or have you done something creative that's very unique and special? And you were the one that you had the vision. You saw it in your head. You absolutely imagined it. And then it came to fruition. So have you ever created a website or something very unique? We'd love to hear from you today.
The number is 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Yeah, it could be a website that you created maybe for your family or for a business or something. Maybe you've learned a new language. Maybe you've done a painting. Maybe you painted something.
Yes.
Was very, very popular. Maybe you remodeled your home. Maybe you've gotten into photography. Maybe you planted a garden. Creativity is part of life, and we want to hear about something that you have done that was very, very creative that you certainly appreciated, and hopefully other people did as well. So start dialing now. Phone lines are wide open for you at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
So all you creative minds out there, you've got to come forth and share what you've done. Now, we're not just going to be bragging or boasting about what you have accomplished. We really want to celebrate, because here's why. God gave you those beautiful creative gifts, and you're using them, and you're leaving a legacy in this world in so many ways. Like Jerry talked about, a masterpiece, like in art or something of that nature. Maybe you were creative. You wrote a song. Have you ever done that? How about creating a website where you now everybody's clicking away and they can get to your website, and you can sit there and go, wow, I did that. That's really special. And that brings glory to God. Maybe some of you have done a creative piece and you have slipped God into it, right? Somehow you have mentioned God in it. Could you share with us today? This is very important. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986.
Other things people like to do creatively, maybe you've made a piece of jewelry or a line of jewelry. Mm. Debbie and I, as part of our Stand Tall Today ministry, we created some unique rosaries and jewelry pieces, so that was kind of fun. Mm-hmm. A lot of people like to learn a new language. Maybe you are good at picking up languages. Mm-hmm. And Debbie, you mentioned creating, writing and producing songs with the help of an AI website. I've been doing a lot of songwriting and producing lately, and I can definitely feel the creative juices flowing when I do that. So come on, Take Two family, take it away here on this broadcast today. You know, we always say what you share on this show is going to impact other people. And when you share something, somebody else, it might click within them and they might say, hey, you know what? I'm going to give that a try.
That's right.
And you could really change some people's lives with what you share on the show today. Mm-hmm. So dial in right now, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
Okay, phone lines are just starting to light up. That's a good sign. That means you have something to say about that and about this topic, and that you have something to say about your creative mind. Okay, that's what we're talking about. We want to focus on you. So I love topics like this because I tend to be a creative thinker and a creative writer, and that's the way my brain works. And so topics like this, they really expand where you can start to imagine things and envision things. And really just explore how beautiful life can be when we really think big. Okay, we serve a big God, so we should try to think big, right? And so entertaining and exercising those like you said, Jerry, those creative juices, I think is wonderful. And, you know, sometimes it may just be something that you do just in your home with your family. It's still fantastic because it's something that you are producing. That's a wonderful thing. And we should all celebrate that. So don't sit this out. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. If you have any spark of creativity in you, call in 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Now I'm getting excited, Jerry, because I'm seeing the calls coming in and people are talking about dreaming and writing books and doing screenplays. Oh, this is right up my alley.
I was talking to someone recently who teaches piano lessons, and that's something I always wished that I had done earlier in my life. And this individual was telling me, well, with you know, programs online that are available nowadays, that's something you can pick up really at any age. And it got me thinking, you know, with technology, creativity is at really at a place where it's never been in human history. Mm-hmm. And so we would love to hear from those of you who have maybe done something online. Maybe you've created something. Perhaps it was something spiritual or religious. Debbie, in fact, you created, I believe, a religious education program or mm-hmm. something.
I did.
Along those lines.
Nationwide.
So maybe,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. So maybe what you've created has been really specific. Everything is for the glory of God, because as Debbie said a few minutes ago, he's the one who's given you these gifts. But maybe you did something mm-hmm. that was of a religious or a spiritual nature, painted something, created a study guide, a Bible study, something like that. There's no limit to the places we can go with this topic today. The only thing we need is your call at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
And we really must thank our show team that's doing such a fine job. Vanessa's on the phones today doing just spectacular, answering the call so quickly, getting everybody's creative thoughts on the screen so we can bring you on air with us and we can learn and grow together. Michael's at the controls. He is always our fine producer, always making us sound hopefully crystal clear to all of you that are listening. And we have Rich on social media. And yes, we can wave. Both of us can wave today. I couldn't wave yesterday, Jerry. I was a little bit under the weather. So, but today we're doing fine. And we do have an extra person on set. Well, it's not really a person, although he acts like a person. It's Jerry's dog, Duke. And so Duke's on set today and is helping us out. I don't know what he's doing. He's probably playing with some treats or something. But you know what? We're family. So as family, would you please call in 833-288-3986. Jerry and I will be right back. Well, this is the episode for you. Please call in and share what you have produced, what you have created, what you have built. We'd like to know. We want to hear your story of creativity. It's very important because it's giving glory to God. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. Vanessa is waiting for your call. So please fill up those last few open phone lines. And Jerry, before we get to Timothy, who's going to lead the discussion today, I want to just share with our listeners the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. It's an ebook. Very interesting. Everybody listen up. This is so important. Two of the most beloved devotions in the church are the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. I totally recommend the Twin Hearts to everyone, guys. Grow in your devotion to the two hearts with the free Sacred Heart and Immaculate Heart Prayer ebook from EWTN. It's at EWTN.com/Catholicism and click Seasons and Feast Days. Guys, really think about and pray about picking up the devotion to the Twin Hearts. It is so powerful, and it is, in my opinion, a spiritual game changer. Jerry?
All right, very good. We are going to go to your phone calls here, talking about your creativity. How has God gifted you in that area, and what have you done to glorify Him with your creative gifts? 833-288-EWTN. We have a line open there. If you would like that, it's just for you at 833-288-3986. Yes, we will go to Timothy, first-time caller, calling from Long Island, New York, listening on Sirius XM 130 today. Hi, Timothy.
Yeah, hi. It's such a pleasure. So I'm a very creative person, and it's absolutely a gift from God. In particular, I'm an author. I write books, and I feel like the luckiest person in the world. It's very, very difficult to get a book published. But I knew I was going to be an author when I was 5 years old in kindergarten. I opened a book, and as soon as I understood that the pictures and the words were telling me a story, I said, this is what I'll do with the rest of my life. I'm going to write books. So besides that desire, I also had talent and a love for doing it. And the dream never left me. It's my main dream in life. It is coming through right now. And I'm absolutely thrilled with that. And it's almost a miracle. And it's a gift from God. Every time I get a book published, I hold it up in the air, you know, as high as I can. I give God all the glory and honor and praise for this book. I dedicate it to God. Although, strictly speaking, they're not religious books. I give all the glory and honor to God because this did not have to happen. You could be the greatest at something and never succeed, and you could also be very mediocre and have good success in something. So I'm very, very lucky. I am not egotistical. I'm not better than anyone. As soon as I feel I have this gift and it's about me, my concern is that God will take it away from me, that he's going to shut it off like it's a light switch. And I don't want that. So I'm thrilled for this gift. I feel like the luckiest person in the world, and it's absolutely from God. So if you want to ask me any questions about it, I'm not squeamish. I'll tell you anything that you want to know. And I'll be quiet for a minute here.
Yeah, no, I love the way you put that, though. You know, you don't want to take any of the glory away from God, and that's a beautiful thing. You know, unfortunately, a lot of times we do that. It's human nature. It's probably a result of concupiscence, you know, the tendency towards sin and to, you know, assume glory to ourselves of the gifts that God has given us. But, you know, you mentioned that this was something you noticed at the age of about 5 years, you know, when you were about 5 years old. Did you do any writing at that time, any essays or any, did you like doing book reports, you know, in school and growing up? Did you like to do writing at that time?
I did. And what I would do is I'd take a piece of paper, I'd fold it in half, and I would turn it into a book. And I'm actually a good artist, but I'm a better writer than I am an artist. And I would draw a picture on the cover to give it a title. Then I'd open it up, it's one piece of paper. I'd write the story on the inside. And then on the back, I'd write my short biography, you know, when I was 5 or 6 years old. And I was making short books because it's the only thing I wanted to do. And when I got a little bit older, I was playing with G.I. Joe's. G.I. Joe was always the star of the story. And I write a story about G.I. Joe, draw a picture on the cover. And it was a lot of fun.
Beautiful. So, Timothy, I have a question for you. You're a first-time caller. I hope you call us again. But I have a question for you, and I hope you feel comfortable answering it. And that is, you made the comment, and I'm not sure if you really meant it or you were just maybe sharing just to show how much you appreciate God's gifts. But is there any type of concern or fear that if you do take it for granted, God will take it away? Was that a real true statement you were saying, or were you just saying that for purposes of the story?
No, that's a real concern of mine. If I start to think that this is me and how wonderful I am, my concern is that God can turn off this gift like a light switch, and then I'll lose this talent.
Okay, so I want to just introduce something for you that may help you a little bit in that area, just to feel more at peace and confidence in the gifts that God has given you. I was a ministry coordinator for a long time, and I had a wonderful mentor, a great priest who was a social worker by trade, and he would explain how to really view God's gifts and how God allows us to use those gifts in the world. And when we do give credit to God, that is a very beautiful, pleasing thing, and it is wonderful to do. But it's also important to realize that everything comes from God, everything goes back to God. So if we don't hold on to it so tightly, right? If we don't hold on to it so tightly, and we know that God is using us to allow us to do what we need to do in the world, then God will use us until he is done with whatever purpose he finds that he wants for his people. And then we trust Timothy that there is something that God is going to continue to do with us because we were open to those gifts. So here's my point to this. Let's say, you know, it sounds like you get such fulfillment from writing and all the books that you produced and everything, and you love what you do. Okay. But if you just know that God is using you, you're doing a good work, it's pleasing to God, and you feel that you're doing that well, and you're winning God's favor in that area, right? Well, if you have confidence and hold on to it, just enough to keep working through it, but not enough to be possessive of it, right? Then and know that you build the trust in God. That Timothy, I can pretty much tell you this because this is what this priest told us in training, that if God were to remove it, he's gonna create something even bigger and better for you because you showed the trust that the gifts were given to you, you didn't hold on so tightly, and that he always has something more and more. That's what he has done with the saints. Look what he did with Mother Angelica. If you look at all the lives of holy men and women, that's what he did when they trusted. What do you say, Timothy?
I think that's a wonderful insight, and I appreciate it. And it sounds to me, correct me if I'm wrong, as if your insight is ultimately rooted in a trust in God. Would that be correct, you think?
That is absolutely correct. The more we trust God, the more he gives to us to do, and the more he trusts us with the work, with his work. And so anything that we have that is good, it's wonderful at the moment, but it's always going to be better because with God, everything is better. Everything. That's the way God works. God goes bigger and better all the time, but it's us that holds it back. And see, that's the thing is I had to learn that, Timothy, because when I first started in ministry, I was like, wow, this is the coolest thing. I hope I never lose it. As soon as I said that, the priest that was mentoring me, he said, don't ever do that. He goes, because if you think it's yours, then it could be taken away. So if it's God's, you trust and it just builds. So, yep, you got it.
That sounds terrific. Thank you so much. I love that.
Okay, you're welcome. Beautiful. And keep writing those books.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Timothy. First time caller, and we have another one coming up in a minute, Doug, and we have Angel and Charles on the line, and we're talking today about creativity. Have you done something creative? We mentioned, you know, maybe you've built a website, maybe you've learned a new language, maybe you've created a line of products of some kind, maybe you've done some remodeling on your home, maybe you put together your family history, whatever it is, we would love to hear from you because everything is a gift from God, especially the gifts that he's given us to be creative, and, you know, as the Bible says, to whom much is given, much is expected. So let us hear from you about your creative talents and how you put them to use for the Lord. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. And so welcome Angel. Oh, go ahead.
Jerry, real quickly. So when I was sharing what the priest shared with me to Timothy, I obviously couldn't say it as eloquently as Father said it to me. But what do you think about that? Do you agree with what Father was sharing with all of us in ministry that we should not hold on to things too tightly because then it becomes about us?
Yeah, I really do agree with that. Absolutely. And I think, you know, the first point in all of that is recognizing the gifts God has given us. I think a lot of people fail to do that.
Right.
But then sometimes we go a little bit too far with that. And we say, this is me. This is about me. This is my gift. It's my talent. Well, everything is a gift from God. And so I agree with you completely. We need to have that humility as we approach this. And like you were telling Timothy, God will give us even more and more to do that will glorify him as long as we hold on to them loosely and recognize that they are gifts from him. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Very cool. Well, let's go to Angel, Jerry. Angel's in Ohio on Living Bread Radio. Hi, Angel. Welcome.
Hello, my darling. How are you?
We're doing well. Thank you so much. It's good to hear your voice.
First of all, I wanted to say thank you for your prayers. Eric was found last night, and he's in the hospital. Mm-hmm. Search and rescue did find him yesterday.
Beautiful.
Oh, praise God.
So, praise God. Thank
you. And he was found alive, and he had a very difficult time.
Oh.
You know, this thing that happened with Iran, there's a lot of things going on that people don't know about. There's a lot of death. There's a lot of people actually being bamboozled and hurt in other countries. And we were just extremely lucky that these people didn't find him. We had definitely your prayers were with us. At one point, when we thought he was going to be taken, there was a black cloud that came overhead to protect him from the signal. So I know it was your prayers. Thank you so much.
Well, the Take Two family, they go 24 hours a day. So it's absolutely incredible the way they believe in the power of prayer. And we mean it. So that's a wonderful thing. But Angel, you're going to share about your creativity. Tell us.
Oh, yes. But when I was a little kid, maybe 1 or 2 years old, I took a fascination and my older brothers and sisters writing. And my father was a writer. And I would sit up in the middle of the night watching them. And I was just dying to try this, you know, to learn cursive and to write. I just loved books. Anything that looked like a book, I was after. And so when I was 10 years old, I wrote my first story, and I got paid very well. I got a worldwide award. Mm-hmm. And so it kind of spiraled higher into magazine writing, and now I'm a producer and a film writer, and I know some of the best people in the world. So, I mean, and they're just ordinary. I mean, we all run around in crummy clothes, and nobody talks about what they do and if they've done Jurassic Park or Apollo 13 or Devil Wears Prada or Shrek. They don't talk about it. They just talk about the work. You know, it's a job. Mm-hmm. I do. So
interesting.
I think it spirals into something when you really love something. It goes upward. Mm-hmm. And especially if you have a family that's kind of got the same genetic sort of bent towards that. There's a lot of writers in my family, so yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's well. That goes to show your creative mind, and it goes to show how you love to explore that. And I think that is a wonderful thing. I think there's a lot of interest in that lately. It's interesting because with the internet, Jerry and Angel, with the internet, you know, everything's at our fingertips, right? And people can, you know, use AI and all sorts of things to enhance their writing abilities and things like that. But when creative minds really do enter in and they start to produce products or manuscripts or books or things of that nature, it's so extraordinary. I mean, people almost stop for a moment and they're like, wow, that is so cool. You know, your brain is working in that way. And I think that's just a beautiful facet of God. You know, when you look at nature, you look at a landscape, you look at a mountain top, you look at the ocean, you look at anything that God has created, look at a butterfly, look at an insect. It's that creative side of God that is being, you know, that he is allowing us to use in this world. And I think it is an incredible thing to recognize, but also to promote, Jerry, because I think we need more creativity.
We do. When we create, we are actually participating in the life of God. And we do that, of course, most beautifully and most profoundly when we create a new life, when, you know, a husband and a wife
husband
come together
and
create a new life. Yeah, but every bit of creativity is participating in the life of God. Angel, it sounds like you've really latched onto that for really almost your entire life, it sounds like.
Absolutely. It was a fascination that started when I was, I mean, I can remember I was in my Dr. Denton's and I was barely walking. So that's when it started. And, you know, that and the love of travel, between that and travel, it's really, you know, suitcases and writing and producing.
Right.
That's how I love to live. So
yeah, beautiful.
Amen.
Well, that's you, right? That's them. That's what makes you unique, and that's what makes you so pleasing to God. And I think that's wonderful when we do that, Jerry.
Yeah, no, we love your heart and your spirit, Angel. Thank you so much, and thanks for the great news about Eric as well. We so blessed to hear that. And we love you calling into the program. Your passion for life is very, very obvious and being part of the Take-Two family. So thank you so much. Doug, hang on, in Texas, first-time caller is going to be next. Charles, another first-time caller in New York, will be after that. And we've got a lot of calls to get to here on Take-Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. We are so glad you're with us for Take-Two with Jerry and Debbie and you on EWTN Radio, talking about what you have done of a creative nature. And this could be just so many different things because God gives talents to each one of us. And we love what you're sharing so far on the program today. And of course, God is getting all of the glory. So we'll get right back to your calls momentarily. Before we do that, I just want to give congratulations to another great EWTN radio partner celebrating an incredible 21 years with us, Wilmington Catholic Radio. They have three stations serving Wilmington, Bradley Creek, and Porter's Neck, North Carolina. And we congratulate Bill Hamilton and his team at Wilmington Catholic Radio from your friends here at EWTN Radio.
Okay, we're going to, we do have an open phone line because Angel just freed that line there for somebody. If you feel prompted by the Spirit to talk about your creativity, we would love to hear your story because remember, God wants us to be authentic. So he wants us to be created as he has designed us, as he has, wanted us to be. So many people will say, well, what am I supposed to be? Be yourself, but be authentic. And you will see that you have many gifts and talents, many gifts. And a lot of us have gifts just to absolutely pray and to pray well. That is so important to God. So think about that because so many people will say, well, I can't paint or I can't write a song, but I can pray. Well, let me tell you something, that is pleasing to God in a big way. So let's talk about it. Weigh in on this and share your story at 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And Jerry, we have today seems like the day for first time callers. We have Doug, first time caller from Texas on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Doug. Welcome to Take Two.
Hi, I'm so excited to be on air for the first time.
Welcome.
Anyway, I'm a new convert. I'm age 73. I went through confirmation and First Communion and Statement of Faith at Easter Vigil. And when I started OCIA classes, I somehow went from drawing coffee cups, animals, still life, Western scene, to studying religious art and drawing it. And God has created so much in me. I'm the most blessed person in the world with who am I married, my kids. But I was a strong scientist. I was very gifted in creativity and doing things. And I've always thanked God for my gift. And now I'm so excited that something got me going on drawing Mary, the Mother of God. That's my first drawing. That and a priest holding up the Eucharist. And I've developed a series of drawings ever in CIA. I've completed about 50 drawings, colored pencils that look like oil and when you get finished. And I've put them on a website where I hope to raise money for the St. Vincent de Paul Society.
Wow.
But that's my story. I'm so excited about it. And I would have never have done this without OCIA. And I thought the Holy Spirit was pushing me into this. But by the time I got to the first class, the Holy Spirit was walking with me. And I dreaded Easter Vigil because of the length of time. But when the Easter Vigil hit, nobody was happier in life than me. And I was filled with joy, and I couldn't wait I didn't want it to end. And I'm trying to rekindle that feeling in my art. Every time I draw a picture, I feel like I'm immersed in the Bible because I do Bible study for each picture I draw. And I'm so filled with the Holy Spirit when I do this. It makes me feel really good.
Wow.
Well, that that comes across, Doug, in your voice. You mm-hmm. sound really passionate about this. And Debbie and I and the whole show team and the Take-Two family want to welcome you home to the Catholic Church. Praise God for that. And I love what you said. You were dreading the Easter Vigil until you got to it, and then you didn't want it to end. And really, Doug, you know, the Easter Vigil is all about, in a sense, I mean, it's about the resurrection of Christ, but it's really in a very special way about you and the others who receive Easter sacrament. So congratulations to you on that. And it just sounds like, you know, your openness to God has caused him to be so very open with you, and he's lavished this creative ability upon you. I would love to see some of these, especially the priest holding up the Eucharist. As you may know, Doug, I am mm-hmm. In formation for the priesthood myself. I would love to see that. And if you are so inclined, you can email us that image, or email us your website at take2@ewtn.com. But Debbie, you can hear the excitement and the passion and the joy mm-hmm. in Doug's heart.
Yeah, and
I will do that.
Okay, that would be great, Doug. It's take2@ewtn.com. But Doug, I have to just say something again. I echo what Jerry was saying. Welcome home to the Holy Mother, to our Holy Mother Church. And I will tell you, Doug, your desire to please God and let God use you and work through you through this beautiful Catholic art. And you had me when you said you're going to help St. Vincent de Paul, because you're helping those that are most in need, Doug. I pray for you that God uses you so massively that it's beyond yeah. Catholic art. It becomes something like a movement or something. It's Doug, go big with God, because he definitely will go big with you. And you worked your way into the Catholic Church. And so you have to imagine, you know, most of us who are listening today, we probably were born into the church. Okay. You worked your way into the church. God is so incredibly, I believe it, so incredibly pleased. And I think all of heaven is rejoicing. So, Doug, keep going, brother.
Yeah. I attended Catholic Church from 1979. I married a Catholic woman. Mm. I married very well. And I got tired of not taking the Eucharist.
Wow.
Taking communion. I grew up as a Lutheran. Mm-hmm. I was an altar boy throughout my high school years. Then I entered the Church of Science in college and graduate school. Mm-hmm. But I always, always thought of God every time I had success and thanked him.
Beautiful.
But praise God.
This route that I've taken has changed me totally.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I listen to EWTN quite a lot.
And, yeah.
I like a lot of your programs. They're very fulfilling and really fill me full of wonder.
Good, good. Well, that's wonderful. That's all God. Doug, I have to ask you this question. Who did you pick as a confirmation saint?
Joseph.
I thought so. I knew it. I said, I for some reason, I kept thinking St. Joseph. And I said, I wonder if his middle name is Joseph. And you took St. Joseph. That is fascinating. You know what? You're going to build, and you're going to build big with this art. I feel it.
Yeah, and I've done a lot of carpentry, too.
That's Joseph is one of my middle names. I have two middle names after my grandfathers, Joseph and Harrison. And I love St. Joseph, Doug. And I agree with Debbie, with him as a patron. Mm-hmm. And like you referenced the Holy Spirit a few minutes ago. God has got amazing things planned.
Absolutely.
In and through you. And I just can't wait to see those unfold in your life, Doug.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much. It's very pleasing to me and to God. And I hope I can never disappoint God in my work. I try to take a unique approach to religious art.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what he wants from me.
Sure.
With my creativity.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can't wait to see it.
Me
too. Don't forget
to
email us.
Yeah. Thanks, Doug. Call us again, too, and we'll wait for that email. Jerry, we also have comments coming in on social media as well.
Yeah. Renee, listening on Christ Our King Radio, as a stay-at-home mom, I started a Catholic brand that sells wearable art where I can generate profit to support pro-life movements and missionaries.
Nice.
This is my way of evangelizing and giving back to charities. She had to leave as her daughter enters dental surgery. She's asking for prayers. So
absolutely.
Let's pray for Renee's daughter going into dental surgery here today.
Absolutely. Okay, another first-time caller, Charles from, New York on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Charles. Welcome.
Hello. My name is Charles Briani. I'm a licensed professional engineer. And a year ago or so, I lost my sight, and therefore, I'm just coming from memory. And I was moaning and groaning to the Lord one day in church. How could you do this to me? Why did you do this to me? I'm a businessman. I don't understand. And I'm not going to be able to do anything anymore. And the Lord gave me this message while we're in church. The message is, brothers and sisters, come and join with me as we journey. Come and join the flock as we journey together with Jesus to eternal life. Mm. And the Lord gave me a picture in my mind of a business card with a circle with an arrow pointing to eternal life. And the message is that as a former businessman, we need to develop a phone tree in every parish. And it would outline all the details of what ministries are going on so people could have access. And a parish priest would go out and minister to the people and say, I'm going to be handing out 5 to 10 cards to each parishioner here. And we need to go out and put them on bulletin boards and give them to family members who have fallen away from the church. And that's what the Lord had given me. And I needed to, and I developed this card as a businessman, former businessman. When I went out, I used to hand out business cards to people, let them know who I was. Many people have fallen away from the church, and this card is to evangelize the church worldwide, because every priest can develop it to his needs, but a business card and just steady having Father's name. It's a phone tree, and the message on that card is on one side, brothers and sisters, come and join with me, join with the flock as we journey together with Jesus to eternal life.
Wow.
That's what the Lord gave me.
Debbie and I both said, wow, at the same time.
If you have 400 parishioners in your church, times 10, that's 4,000 cards that are going out, and all of us are called to witness for the Lord.
Yes. Well, Charles, you have found a beautiful way of doing that, and God bless you. You know, we're sorry that, you know, that you've lost your sight. You know, you didn't quite really understand that when that happened, but now, you know, oftentimes God will work through our weaknesses, our deficiencies, what have you, and so that he will be glorified. And it sounds like God has given you this vision, if I can put it that way. Vision doesn't require sight. Vision requires being
a bigger vision,
just being in relationship with God and receiving, Debbie, from him some sort of, you know, mission or project. And Charles is really, I think he's onto something big here.
Absolutely. Charles, may I ask you, how is the diocese receiving it in where you live, and how do the other dioceses get exposed to it?
Okay, we process it. We're in a process right now, and the way we're doing it is our parish priest, where I belong to, in Hudson, has met with the consistory to bring it to a bunch of priests to talk to them.
Okay.
And then bringing it to the bishop.
Okay.
I have to meet with the parish council sometime to talk about what I have. And I've got it written up on what I'm thinking. And again, like I say, my sight has pamper. I can't write, so I need to have somebody help me to do that.
Sure.
And after I write it, I don't know what the heck I wrote because I can't see it.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
in the meanwhile, I know that we're all called to witness with the Lord, and the Lord has put it on my heart. On that one side of the card, and on the other side is the phone tree.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I know that the thing about it is that people, all family members, have members of their family fallen away.
Sure.
And they don't want to hear from you anymore about it.
Right.
But by giving them a business card, you don't have to say anything.
Yeah.
But giving them a business card.
I love it.
That
okay.
way, Some people can't evangelize.
Exactly. Exactly. I love it, Charles. Okay, so Charles, when whoever is assisting you, just remind them that when you get this approved in your diocese, please email us. take2@ewtn.com. Okay.
Hold on a minute, will you please?
Okay.
Have somebody. Take
yeah.
Okay, down.
let me say it again for anyone else, because we do receive emails, and Jerry and I read everything. Michael McCall, our producer, helps us with all of the emails. He does such a wonderful job, and it's so easy to remember because the show is Take Two, right? So it's take two, the number two, at ewtn.com.
Okay. The only thing is I can't use the computer
sure.
or anything like that. So
okay.
I'll have to have somebody help me.
That's totally fine. When you get that person to help you, drop us an email, leave us a contact information, and we'll get back with you. And I'll happily promote this ministry. I think it's brilliant. It's amazing. It'll get the word out there. And you're spot on. I mean, everybody loves business cards. Everybody usually has a handful of business cards in their purse or their wallet or their pocket. And Charles, God is using you in a beautiful way. And God bless you for staying faithful. I just want to say thank you.
Well, thank you very much. And again, like I say, it's amazing what the Lord can do when you moan and groan.
Yes, I know. We've moaned and groaned a lot, Charles. Jerry and I, right, Jerry? We've done a lot of complaining to God. Yeah, it's all good, Charles. You're in good company. Okay, Jerry.
Thank you, Charles, for the call. We appreciate that. We're going to get to Ron in a moment and Diana as well. So hang on. Both of you are going to get on and share your creativity with the world here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Before we do that, I want to mention real quickly the Catholic Connection with Teresa Tomeo is on weekday mornings, including again tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. On tomorrow's show, Father Mitch Pacwa, well-known on EWTN, will talk about cultural connections. Chris McCarty, well, he's the outreach manager at the Shrine of the Most Blessed Sacrament. We'll talk about the Adoration Sodality, and Father Andrew Hofer and Father Philip Nolan. The topic will be Our Father as the Prayer of Hope during the Jubilee Year of Hope. That's Catholic Connection. Teresa Tomeo has it for you Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. Eastern Time here on EWTN Radio.
Okay, Ron is up next from Los Angeles, California on EWTN.com. Hi, Ron. tell us about your creativity, and you do have a lot of it.
Yeah, I got a lot of something, but mine started out in my childhood where my early talents were in artistry, pencil drawings and things that were pretty realistic. As I grew in age, I found quickly that I had a gift for understanding technology, how to fix things like mechanical clocks and other things that my mom was totally surprised at before I was at the age of 10. My forte seemed to have been electronics in both repair, design, semi-design, and all that kind of stuff. And that stayed with me for a lot of decades until my body kind of fell apart. And up until recently, I was not able to continue my my electronic service due to my neuropathy issues. But in the application of the church, I was an altar server. I partook of the Catholic conferences in the later years when I reverted and came back to the church in the 90s and the early 2000s, where I met quite a few people who helped reinforce and remind me of my faith and my love of God and that part of things. But a lot of it was talents that I'd I had that I received from God, and the talent of just even recognizing when I had a talent to work with. And, you know, you told somebody earlier about if you're doing something and you don't want to lose it, what's next? And God kept giving me the what's next issues. When I stopped being able to do something in one direction, I was pushed in another and kept on going with it. And that's kind of like how things have been.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, well, and here's another thing too, Ron, and I'm just going to throw this out there. I think that people that are creative in nature, in design, how we are made, right? If you have that creative side to you, I think when you're faced with health challenges, you end up kicking in that creativity even more so to be able to navigate around things. Ron, I see that in you. And because you have been met with so many health issues and challenges, but your creativity keeps you going. I think there's a lot to be said, and people should look into that. I don't know if anybody's ever done a study in that area, but I noticed that people that are those creative minds, when they are met with the life's challenges of especially medical issues, they have a way of navigating around maybe a little easier than others. What do you say, Ron? Did that kick into high gear?
I have definitely had the times when I was forced to kind of reinvent or to try to figure out another way around something to make things work.
Exactly.
But I've also been one where I found too many times, and it was discovered with my mom, especially when it came to things like mealtime. If you give me too many choices, I lock up. I can't seem to make up my mind. So you have to give me one choice at a time, kind of problem. And I think some of that has to do with the fact that I've realized that there's a pretty good chunk of autism that might be part of my life that has allowed me to be able to focus on some things and then be totally distracted from one room to another, from getting up from one room to get to another room to do something. Mm-hmm. And a subtle distraction completely blows me off the water. I have to go back to where I started to figure out what I was moving for, mm-hmm. you know, those days. Mm-hmm. I had to deal with, you know, being creative with my broken body, and I was doing some landscaping this morning, so I'm sitting on a chair where I'm using these little mat squares for sample squares to doing landscaping on my hands and knees to a degree. So, I, you know, trying to get a job done, I have to do something while my body's still moving. But
sure,
at some point, my back was screaming at me and said, enough is enough. Mm-hmm. And I had to pack everything away and get inside before I could not move to get inside.
right.
So that's part of that creative, mm-hmm. that whole thing.
Yeah, no, you've definitely put your gifts to good use that God has given you. And oftentimes, you know, the gifts that we recognize in ourselves are born out of hardship and sufferings often. And,
that's true.
You know, you have definitely tapped into that with the Lord. So, Ron, thank you for being part of this broadcast today and sharing with us. Good luck with that landscaping there. Don't overdo it there. We'll be keeping you in our prayers as we do every day. I appreciate your prayers for us. Want to just try to get over to Diana real quick in Colorado, who is listening on Catholic Radio Network today. And we'll wrap up the broadcast with Diana being our last caller. So let's get to Diana if we can. There we go. Hi, Diana. Welcome.
Hi, Jerry and Debbie. How are you?
Doing all right. How are you doing?
Yeah, we're doing well, Diana. You go right ahead. Tell us about this. This is amazing about your husband's creativity.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I was telling Vanessa, it's this timeline that he can trace back his ancestry to like 16-something. I forgot the exact year. I don't see it on here for some reason, but haven't looked at this lately. But he put on all these inventions, and then he put on all the presidents, like starting from looks like around the 1800s.
Wow!
I should get on my glasses so I can see better.
So Diana, your husband did an ancestry timeline. back to the 1600s. Wow!
Yes, from when. This indentured servant came over from Scotland. I think it was from Scotland because he's Scottish and I'm Irish ancestry. Well, no, I probably have some Scotch too. But anyway, yeah, just I don't know, it was just really crazy. It took a while to do it. I don't even know. He was doing it sometimes at 2 and 3 in the morning when he was still working.
But, amazing.
Yeah, it's just cool with all the inventions. And I got to ask him when he gets off the phone. Oh, no, he does have our once. No, that's another Benjamin. I don't know. He used to have our boys on there and grandkids on there. I don't know why they aren't on here. But it's more I don't know if I made
Diana,
it
it's easy to understand why he would stay up, you know, till the wee hours of the morning doing this, because something like this is fascinating. You know, every time you dig a little bit deeper, you learn something more. And I really wish I knew a lot more about my ancestry than I do. I've got one brother who's really into that, but it's just very fascinating. And you learn so much about your roots and characteristics and traits of your family and all of that. So way to go, Diana. God bless you. Thanks for calling in and being part of this conversation about creativity today. We appreciate that so much. We're going to be hearing that music, closing music. In fact, I think we hear it already from Michael, our producer. So, Diana, thank you very, very much. It's been an amazing conversation today, and we're going to be back on the air with you again tomorrow. And it is that time of the year when priestly ordinations are happening and religious men and women are making final vows. We're going to talk to you, ask you tomorrow, have you ever been to a priestly ordination or a final vow ceremony for a religious? That is coming up tomorrow on the broadcast. I want to thank our show team today, Vanessa, Mike, and Rich. For Debbie, I am Jerry Usher, wishing you a beautiful and blessed day, and we'll talk real soon.